Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment, Jason Fraley, and joining us is
John Gann with the Union Market Drive-In.
Thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Man, all right, so you guys do this every summer these days. It's become a little a tradition in recent years of having a drive-in, but little did you know that this coronavirus was going to, this year was going to be a year everyone was craving drive-ins. So speak to that a little bit about, you know, how, you know, you had this on your calendar coming up for the summer, as always, but then during right. the pandemic, you're thinking, wow, this is a service we're doing for people.
Yeah, you know, I started a drive-in 8 years ago, and it's been a lot of fun. And this year, it's take on the extra significance that, you know, that it's something that's safe to do, and it's entertaining. And at this point, everyone wants to get out of the house and do something that's different, and drive-in is definitely filling that need.
Awesome. So what, before we get into the movie slate, what sort of precautions or different protocols have you guys had to do compared to other years? You know, are you having to space the cars 6 feet, or, you know, when people drive in, yeah. you know, give me the logistics.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of new policies in place this year. We're doing a lot fewer cars. We usually do 175, and this year we're capping it at 130. We have a special routine to use the restroom. You have to text a number, and we let you know whether or not a stall is available, because we are making sure the stalls are wiped down in between use. There is no picnicking. You must drive into the lot and stay in your car. So usually we have, you know, hundreds of people who picnic and come up on their bikes. There's none of that this year. And there's also no external speakers. We're only doing it through FM radio, so that you must be in your car to listen.
Gotcha. So you've scrapped the, you know, that those old school, you know, a lot of them would have those speakers on the window, which is cool and all.
Yeah.
But everyone's got
to
be
doing
in
their
car.
Yeah, we've been doing the FM for years. You know, who knew that it would be even more appropriate this year?
It probably sounds more clear anyway. So, all right, cool. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing it. Let's get into the lineup a little bit. So how did it go? I know it launched Friday, July 3rd, 4th of July weekend with Captain America, the first Avenger. How did that go? Is it a bit of a trial run, first time with COVID?
it went fine. You know, all of our shows sold out right away, to the point where we actually added some more tickets today for the rest of the shows. And we just added a new show for this Friday, the 10th. We're going to be showing Jurassic Park. And those tickets are just going on sale this afternoon. So it's very exciting that we can offer more. You know, the demand has been so great. The first three shows sold out in less than 20 hours. So we're trying to see what we can do to expand this to make it available for more people.
All right. And give me, if you can, I know you're a film guy yourself, but really quick, a little snippet of why you chose each of these movies. So Jurassic Park, it's a no-brainer. It's an awesome one, but why'd you pick that one?
All the movies we choose, we work with the market to make the selections, and they're chosen because they're popular. They're fun favorites. They're fun to watch while you're in a car. You know, a drive-in movie is a wonderful thing, but it's not for films with a lot of subtleties. So Jurassic Park, there's really nothing subtle about it.
Yeah, you might have the T-Rex. You might be worried the T-Rex is going to smash down on your car, like in the movie.
Exactly.
Actually, I hear what you're saying, for sure. You need the big popcorn movies for this style. But I will say, I was watching Jurassic Park a couple years ago on, like, a 25th anniversary release or something. And I did notice a subtlety, sir. I did. When they are in the helicopter, go with me here. Do you remember when Dr. Grant's seatbelt isn't working, I have to tie it off?
Yes.
The helicopter's lowering, and they have the male and the female ends, and it's two female ends or something, and he ties it together, and it's life finds a way. It's exactly what happens with the dinosaur. I don't know if that's intended or not, but who knows? Maybe Spielberg was up to something. All right. Anyway, there's some nuances, but you're right. Mostly it's a fun monster movie. All right. Space Jam.
Space Jam. It's a lot of fun. It's nice and retro, and it appeals to adults and kids. It's just a fun movie, and it looks great when it's up on that wall. So looking forward to that one. And then the last one we're showing this year is, or at least in July, is Lion King, the new version. We like to do a musical at least once a summer because all our films are shown open captioned. So hopefully people will take advantage of that and sing along, which is a lot of fun. But it's the new version, it's a beautiful movie to watch, and it should be a lot of fun as a drive-in.
Nice. Yeah, they're all, fan favorite picks. And I think Space Jam was one of the top trending things on Netflix throughout this whole COVID. And you had that Michael Jordan documentary series on ESPN that did well during COVID. So Space
right.
Jam's a good one. And then, of course, Lion King. Yeah, you can't go wrong there with any version of that. All right, cool. Well, anything else our listeners should know about this? What would you suggest if they're getting ready to head out the door? Should they, pack a snack since you can't do the food this year? Or, what do you suggest?
Well, the market is open until 9 o'clock on drive-in nights. So you can indeed order food through your phone and go and pick it up. That's fine. But we have a strict no idling policy. So make sure you bring plenty of water to stay cool. We don't let people idle because the cars are, while they're farther apart this year, we still don't want people to be, exhausted out of in their neighbor's car. Union Market's been built up so much over the past few years now that there's a bunch of high-rise apartment buildings that seem to block the sun a little bit earlier, so the lot is actually a little cooler than it's been in years past, which is kind of nice. But come prepared for a long evening and possibly some hot weather.
Nice. Now, you said, big picture for me, you said it was, year eight, I think? Is this everything you had dreamed it would be? How much has it grown? I mean, it's been pretty successful, but I mean, to see the it sell out so fast this year has to make you feel good.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to see how this thing has grown year over year. We always sell out our shows. That's not a problem. This year it just went particularly quickly, and I think it's because people are just hankering to do something that's not in their house, and this is a way to have some entertainment outside. I would love to do this every week. If we could work it out with the market, it'd be lovely to do so. But, we'll continue to do this every year as long as the market will have us and people want to come.
Awesome. I think that's it. How much is it? It's $20, I think?
It's 20, yes, $20 a car.
Okay, cool. And then can you give me a sense of how many – I know you guys – it's sold out and you expanded tickets. How many more tickets are you making available for each screening?
Sure. We've just added 15 more tickets for Lion King and Space Jam, and we put our full inventory of 125 available for Jurassic Park this afternoon.
Okay, cool. And let me know when are you actually going to make the announcement for Jurassic? Like, I guess is it going to be public knowledge by the time I run this tomorrow morning, or when should we? How should we handle that?
It will be public knowledge probably this afternoon, but I can have her hold off on it until I know when you're going to do it.
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm planning to run this. This is going to be my cover story starting tomorrow. It'll start airing at midnight tonight through tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So whenever you want to announce it with that, that's fine.
Okay. Then I will have them send out the email late tonight.
Okay,
so
cool.
We'll hit people's email boxes tomorrow morning. So that way, WTOP listeners have a fair chance of getting tickets.
Okay, awesome. Cool. I'm glad this worked out. I'm glad it's better than me doing a story on things that this is completely sold out, but we're telling you about it. I'm glad people can still get tickets.
I am too. Thank the DC United for not showing the soccer game this Friday.
Hey, there you go. That helped. Awesome. Well, thanks for your time as always, and have
of
fun
course.
At Jurassic Park. Hey, look for the two male ends of the seat belts. I know it's crazy, but I'm telling you, check it out this Friday.
I will check that out. You be safe and tell Ashley to say hey.
All right, will do. See you, Jeff.
Okay, talk to you then. Bye.